Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Speaker Bench for CCR to House Bill 1953.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1953 by Bench of the House and Bingman of the Senate, an act relating to energy.
Mr. Speaker, you're recognized to present your report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill would add the wind related jobs to the Quality Jobs Act. It has no changes from when it came through previously. Move adoption.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Mr. Speaker, I see in the long-term fiscal consideration, I don't know why we don't have a short-term fiscal consideration, that it says it's none. Quality Jobs is a hemorrhaging of revenue from the state of Oklahoma to certain select companies. So how can this possibly have no long-term fiscal consideration?
Well, as you're aware, the Quality Jobs rebates the income tax revenue that the companies generate, it just rebates it back to those companies.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Well, I understand that it does give those companies taxpayer dollars. So those taxpayer dollars are coming out of the tax coffers. So how is it that that doesn't negatively impact the revenues to the state of Oklahoma?
Well, they can't receive any more than what they pay in. It's based on the amount of income tax that they actually pay into the state. They're just rebated that amount back, and it's not to be over what they actually generate. So they're just keeping their own income tax money.
Representative Moore for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, would you say that a person that's employed is better than a person that's not employed? So a person with a wind energy job is going to be contributing to the state of Oklahoma. Thank you.
I would agree, Representative Moore, and there are also requirements that they're paid so much and that they also have benefits before they qualify.
Speaker Bench moves adoption of the CCR to House Bill 1953. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Those in opposition, please activate your red button. Those in favor, the green. Representative Reynolds in opposition. Representative Sears and Mr. Speaker in favor. Other members wishing to debate? Seeing none. Is Representative Sears in the chamber? Representative Reynolds, let's start with you. We don't see Representative Sears. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized. Representative Sears, or do you care to debate? He waves. All right. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for 10 minutes in opposition to the adoption of the CCR.
Members, what we've got here is we're going to incentivize jobs, supposedly, that we wouldn't have otherwise. There's a lot of jobs we wouldn't have otherwise and a lot of jobs we don't need. And this might be among them. It's definitely among them if the taxpayers of Oklahoma have to pay for them. And that's exactly what they have to do. Your taxpayers and mine are going to get to pay for these jobs. It's hard to understand how we can be giving away money to these companies when we can't give money back to taxpayers in other means. Let's take, for example, property taxes. We can't cut people's property taxes because, why is that? Well, because we don't even vote on it. That's why. We can't freeze people's property taxes. But we have the opportunity now to give away those same people's money under the guises of it's a quality job. Members, if it were a quality job, it wouldn't need an incentive. You know what the definition of a quality job ought to be? A job the taxpayers don't have to pay for. That ought to be our definition of a quality job. Now, we'll never get legislation passed because there's way too many people that have their hands in the till, way too many people that have their hands in your constituents' pocketbooks to ever stop this quality jobs program. But it doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Some people operate on a motto that they're going to stand up and speak up and refuse to give up. And that's a good motto. Because this quality job stuff is nonsense. Utter nonsense. First of all, it talks about the average salary. So the CEO, as I've pointed out before, can have a $1 billion salary, and the average now is great for the rest of the people. They'll probably get summer interns to help them too. They'll probably get manufacturing tax breaks. And once again, we will trample the ideas that made this country great, the ideas of free enterprise, the ideas of personal responsibility. And how will we trample it? By taking taxpayer dollars to give to industries that either can't make it otherwise, or they are so powerful that they can come up here with slick sales pitches and encourage you to vote for them. Now, I realize that this is going to pass. There's no question about it. They always do. But once again, members, I'm going to say, if you thought bailing out banks was a good idea, vote for the bill. If you thought bailing out banks was a bad idea, and you vote for the bill, to steal another representative's phrase, quit being a hypocrite. Because he's right on. You'd be a hypocrite. If you thought bailing out AIG was a bad idea, why are we incentivizing companies in advance that can't make it on their own without taxpayer subsidies? Well, I'll tell you why we're doing it. Because they've got the lobbyists around this building that can persuade people that they need to do it. Maybe they'll face an opponent in the next election. And so it makes it tough. I don't know. Alternative energy. Why don't we get real alternative energy? Nuclear energy, something like that. Something that's proven. Have we incentivized that industry? No. Will we? Not in this legislature. There's a lot of little hokey things we can do. And we can even do a press release tonight at 10:44. Talking about what a great thing it is that we just passed in this body. You know what? I don't even think the public believes it anymore. I sure hope not. I hope they never believed it. I hope they're thinking, what are those guys doing? Why are they giving away all of our money?
Representative Reynolds, if you'll suspend. Members of the House, to come to order. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized to continue.
And members, I know it's late, but it's never too late. It's only too late when you give up. So we'll keep continuing to try to heighten awareness on these programs. We'll try to get the word out to the members and to the public what's going on so that they can hold us accountable. Members, I'd encourage you to vote against the CCR. Be happy to answer questions.
Seeing no questions, Mr. Speaker, you're recognized for 10 minutes closing debate in favor of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I would appreciate your support on this bill. This is a part of the energy initiative that we're working on. This is the wind piece, and I think you all are very aware of our emerging wind industry in the state and how important it is and is becoming even more and more important, and the potential for what it can do to help us with our energy needs in the future. And I would just appreciate your support on this measure.
Members, you've heard the debate. The question before the House is, shall the CCR be adopted? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1953 by Binge of the House and Bingman of the Senate, an act relating to energy.
Representative Benz moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of House Bill 1953. Representative Brown votes aye. Representative Enns votes aye. Representative Bailey votes aye. Representative Copeland votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative Christian votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representatives Osborne, Shoemate, Shoemake, Shelton, Nations, and Harrison, do you care to vote? Representative Shelton, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
92-aye, 5-nay.
Having received a majority vote, it is elected to and constituted in the House, I declare Bill 2 have passed. Mr. Fulton.